is the Writer's Almanac for Saturday, the 14th of July, 2007. It's the birthday of the gentleman who wrote the first big cowboy novel, Owen Wister, born Germantown, Pennsylvania, 1860, went to Harvard, studied music in Paris, became a lawyer in Philadelphia, became ill, needed to rest for the summer, went to Wyoming, was fascinated by the Old West, and used that knowledge to write The Virginian, which made the cowboy into an American literary hero and set the standard for all Western novels to come, and also made famous the line, "When you call me that, smile." It's the birthday of Isaac Bashevis Singer, born in Lansing, Poland, 1904. His father was a sort of unofficial rabbi who counseled the people in his neighborhood, and Singer sat in the corner, eavesdropping as they told his father their problems. The father was devout, but Singer's older brother was a free thinker, and whereas the father forbade him to read anything other than religious writings, the older brother gave him a copy of Dostoevsky's Crime and Punishment. Singer moved to New York City in 1935, felt very homesick, sat in cafeterias reading Yiddish newspapers, taking long walks. Got a job writing reviews for the Jewish Daily Forward in Yiddish, wrote almost no fiction at all for almost 10 years, because he felt he was living in the shadow of his brother, who had also moved to New York and had become a successful writer. And then in 1944, his brother died of a heart attack. And though it was a terrible misfortune to Singer, it also cured his writer's block. The result was his book, The Family Moscat, 1950, the story of a Jewish family in Warsaw at the turn of the century. Isaac Bashevis Singer was translated into English and soon had a much larger audience in English than he had in Yiddish, and the Yiddish community to which he'd belonged came to see him as a sellout. He went on to become one of the most popular writers of the 20th century and won the Nobel Prize for Literature in 1978. Here's a poem for today by Howard Nemirov, entitled Dandelions. These golden heads, these common suns, only less multitudinous than grass itself that gluts the market of the world with green, they shine as lovely as their mien, fine as the daughters of the poor, who go proudly in spangles of brass, light-headed, then headless, stalked for a salad. Inside a week, they will be seen stricken and old, ghosts in the field, to be picked up at the lightest breath, with brazen tops all shrunken in and swollen green, gone withered white. You'll say it's nature's price for beauty that goes cheap, that being light is justly what makes girls grow heavy, and that the wind, bearing their death, whispers the second kingdom come. You'll say, the fool of piety by resignation's hanging on, until still justified you drop. But surely the thing is sorrowful, at evening when the light goes out, slowly to see those ruined spinsters all down the field, their ghostly hair, dry sinners waiting in the valley for the last word, and the next life, and the liberation from the lion's mouth. Dandelions, a poem by Howard Nemirov, from the Collected Poems of Howard Nemirov, published by University of Chicago Press,
and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, partners with the National Endowment for the Arts in Poetry Out Loud, a national recitation contest for high school students. You can visit poetryoutloud.org for more information. Engineered by Thomas Scheutzker. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.